Hello, my name is Michelle Kramer, and I am your LCS Quality Assurance Specialist. I am here today to review the quality assurance process with you, including the purpose, goals, process, next steps, and the location of the documents. Our quality assurance process has been in existence since 2015. The purpose of our program is that we continually and consistently attempt to identify, assess and mitigate potential risk in the area of therapy operations and regulatory compliance. Each year, we review and improve on our processes to meet regulatory changes as well as address areas of higher risk as a result of our chart audits. The goals of the LCS Therapy QA program include to identify and mitigate potential compliance risk or risk of denial of therapy claims and be both aware and responsive to issues or potential trends in therapy service delivery inside our health centers. We want to also ensure regulatory compliance with the conditions of participation in a federal healthcare program by monitoring and inspecting adherence to our company's standard for medically necessary services. And despite the multitude of systems and the lack of ability to truly interface therapy documentation with most of our clinical EMR systems, to standardize a process and develop metrics for the purpose of measuring our successes and future needs. As a result of our processes, we are leading the way to integrate many therapy documentation systems with our community EMR systems. So there are three aspects to our process. First, your rehab provider conducts 5 chart audits quarterly and develops action plan goals to address to reduce errors that are identified. They implement training and education to achieve those goals. Our LCS QA specialist conducts chart audits as well quarterly and crosswalks and tallies all of the audits. They develop the action plan goals as well with the findings of the vendor to create a global plan. Our LCS QA specialist then sends out the QA results quarterly to the therapy vendors and the roll-up reports to the community executive directors and administrators via encryption system. We track those emails, so it's really important that you check them and download the files before they expire. There are 2 reports that you're going to be receiving. The audit tool, which is labeled the Health Services Division LCS Therapy QA Risk Assessment Tool, which is the document that includes all the specific patient information from the audits and shows the areas of deficiency. So it's a drill down of what exactly was met or not met. This is the form that will provide you with, the specific errors that are being seen by each of the patient records. This report is used for every quarter, so you only have 1 report per quarter. The Health Services Division Therapy QA Roll-Up Report by Community is the action plan report with the goals that are identified by your rehab vendor, our LCS QA specialist, and goals that require community assistance. This is the report you should pay attention to as it is used throughout the year and contains the action plans of your vendor partner. The report scores on a graph each quarter's results relative to risk. So red is high, risk of denial, yellow is moderate, and green depicts low risk. There is also a graph that reports the type of errors that are being identified each quarter. The higher the error, the more focus is needed to correct. So what are the next steps as an administrator and executive director? You might want to ask, you really want to review the action plan goals to ensure they meet your needs or to see if you have questions. It will be up to each community to individually meet with their therapy vendor to discuss the plan and the results. In order to properly read your report, there is a key that depicts the difference between what a yellow goal is, a pink goal, and a blue goal. So once again, the yellow goals are from your therapy vendor that they develop. The pink areas are what LCS Quality Assurance has identified. And together, looking at some of the blue areas would be community input. The main role of the administrator and executive director in this process is to see if your results require a change in process or a policy, or whether there are concerns that need the attention of higher management. And any time if a community needs help with interpreting the report or guidance on what to focus on, the Health Services Division Therapy QA team is here to help you. The role of the executive directors in this process is to bring the results of your community audits to the PAC calls with your DOMS and your nurse consultants. The objective of this is to ensure that the areas of concern are being addressed on all levels to reduce the risk of denial. In the weeks to come, there will be an updated webinar that will take you through step-by-step details of the Quality Assurance Program. You can find all of the Quality Assurance Program resources and documents on LCS Connect by going to the Health Center and Nursing section. You then look for the CCRC documents, click on the HSD or Health Services Division training folder, looking for the Therapy Quality Assurance subfolder. Here you will find a flowchart on the process and timelines each quarter for your reference, and a QA training PowerPoint, which is the PowerPoint that's going to be updated soon, with a GoToMeeting training. In addition, the Health Services Division has other program documents on Connect that play a part in our QA program. Those can be found in the Health Services Division Policies folder under the therapy subfolder. This program is really in place to monitor your therapy claims data and ensure they meet all of the conditions of participation and medical necessity requirements of Medicare. Please look forward to our updated QA program training webinar, and thank you so much for your support. Thank you for your attention to today's podcast on the Therapy Quality Assurance Program.
Legal disclaimer, Life Care Services LLC is not engaged in rendering legal advice. Therefore, any information provided in this podcast, although intended to be correct, is also not intended to replace or supersede the advice of your legal counsel. Also, thank you to Ben Sounds for the music provided in this podcast.